Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Miguel. This is Sam. How are you?
Sam, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
You're calling me from a different number.
All right. This is my another business number.
What number is this?
This is my another business number. That is a new line.
The other business number?
Yeah, that is a new line. This is a new line. Right. So, is this a good time to talk to you?
Kind of, sort of. We can talk quickly, but I'm like in the middle of something. All right, so this is what I'm doing. All right. I know I'm going outside.
So did you get my email? Give me
1 second. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Did you check his email yet? Yeah.
I didn't open it, though.
Take a look at opening when I'm going outside. I have a cigarette. So, we have to make, excuse me, Sam. So, listen to me. Yes, you. So, we have to make, we have to dry it out and find out how you want it. Sorry, Sam, we're thinking about redoing our kitchen. Come on, let's go. Out. Everybody out. Come on. Go. Are you there, Sam?
I'm here.
All right. So, no, I didn't look at your email today. I've been real busy this week. This is like my vacation week, and I've been doing like so many different things this week. And today, tomorrow, and Friday, me and my wife are supposed to be going through the website and looking at everything. And today I wasn't able to do that because some other things came up. But anyway, so we're going to have a conference call tomorrow, maybe a Zoom call tomorrow in the afternoon.
As for our discussion, right, we have made the filters and all of those options, right? And so I sent you an email like 2 days before. 2 days before I sent you an email, so I thought you have already, review that, but you haven't.
No, I haven't. Sam, you gotta understand, I have other things going on too. This is also, I have more than just one business.
Oh, okay.
And this is one of them. And my head, I have to do 3 different things at one time, and I've been trying to do it. And this week, like I said, I took a vacation week from my other companies, and then to do this website and stuff. But things is between Monday and today, things has all come up like one in back of the other. I guess sometimes you're trying to get away from something and you can't get away from it.
Yes,
I know. It's important. So what we're going to be doing, we looked at it today. I didn't look at your email. I looked at the last demo we did. One question I do have, though, okay?
Okay.
Well, 2 questions. One is the top word, the area. Thing is going in circular motion, right? I was supposed to pay that, but I can still see the background water stain or whatever they call it.
Water.
I thought that was already paid for. Right. I thought that was already paid for.
Yes, you already did. Right. The watermark will be removed right once we will launch your site. Okay. Don't worry about that.
Well.
That is the thing.
No, I don't worry about that, because if you bought it, it should have just been gone already.
Okay, no problem with that. I can remove it, no issue. But actually, what I was thinking that we should replace with once we launch it on your domain name. That's why, as right now, it's on demo.
Right, listen, Sam, we're not launching anything into my domain name yet until I'm satisfied how everything looks. Okay. Marshall has been trying to push me to move it into my domain name, which actually pushes me into a different category. Once it's pushed into my domain name, that means it's launched. I'm not ready to launch it.
Okay.
Fine. So when it comes to that, let's just forget all about that. If I'm ready to launch it, then I'll say, okay, let's launch.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. No issue with that.
Okay, so I understand where you're coming from, and I know that your people are pushing you to get this done, but I'm not ready for it.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Take your time. No issue with that, right?
Replace
that. Go ahead and replace it. No issue with that. So when will you come back? On Friday?
No, not on Friday. Friday and Monday I will be back here because I'm going to be working on it probably tomorrow, which is Thursday, Friday, and probably even Saturday and Sunday I'm going to be working on it and taking notes and writing things down. And, you know, and she's going to be doing the chain, putting up the chains and everything else. Because, all right, so you put up the filter. I seen the filter on the left side, right? That's all good and dandy, but we're going to do a Zoom thing, and I'm going to show you rotor chains, how their filters are. And I already showed you one part of it, but now I'm looking at it. You know, sometimes you need to look at things two, three times before you can really decide, is this the right thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was looking at it. So
one thing, once you will be come back from the vacation or other things, right, on Monday we can set up a Zoom call, right, and we will go from there.
Right, you know, this is my vacation week, and I've not gone nowhere. I'm not going on vacation. I'm not doing anything. I got things I need to get caught up on. Like I told you, this isn't my only business, so there's other things that I need to catch up on the other businesses that need to be done. So, but tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow, if nothing happens between tomorrow and Sunday, me and my wife will be sitting down and looking at it. She's going to be uploading some pictures for the change. Now, here's my thing, my question to you, Sam. All right. This program is WordPress, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So in my old WordPress, everything is basically in there.
Okay.
Chains, everything's in there.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing that you are really doing is copying what's on the open page, which is on the page that's being sold, right?
No,
but you're not looking at the list. Wait a minute, Sam. Let me finish talking. But you're not looking at the list of the chains that are in the background.
Background? The product pictures background that you're talking about?
No. The products are in the website.
Yes.
You can't see them because they're not posted yet. The pictures that are not posted.
Oh, okay.
And you're not grabbing any pictures or any information from that area. What you're doing is copying from the original, whatever she posts up on and making it publishable so people can see. That's what you're downloading.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, are you able to go on to that list and do things or not? Because it seems like all we're doing is copy and paste.
So you are saying
Wait a minute, Sam. Let me finish talking. The only thing that is being different is actually the front page. Everything else is being copy and pasted.
No, it's not everything else is copy and pasted. That is, it's all about the products. What we are doing it, we are just go to your WordPress and export all the products from the WordPress. Either that is
right. So if I went to the WordPress site that you made, right, and went in there and looked at it and looked at the unpublished material or product that's there, would I be able to see it?
Of course you can.
Okay, so, all right, so here's the thing.
That's why I'm saying.
And I should actually said this at the beginning. Why couldn't we just use my old website and just adjust it?
Let me explain you what happened. That's why we are making the site on the demo one, right? And at the time of launch, what we will go ahead and do it, we will just.
Right. Because the only thing we really needed to do, because I like the way my old one looked like, it just needed to be adjusted. The only thing that needed to be done is change the front page. We got rid of the one that says enter, and we got rid of the one that has a little diamonds falling down. So why couldn't we use the rest of it?
This is different. This is the upgrade different. This is the platform different. You are right, it's a WordPress, but the version is different, the creation is different, the coding is different. is codings for a nowadays codings, right? It's an updated one. Each and everything is different. It's not only the front page is different. It's a totally
So basically the link. So there are links to be put on there, and there's new links that are added on to the updated ones.
Yes, each and everything is different. It's not only it seems like that only the front page is different. Each and everything is different. The functionalities is different, which is related to our nowadays. Everything is updated. Everything is updated and compatible as compared on the browsers and other things as per the new standards. That's like on the front page is same. Everything is changed. Everything from the back end, the coding, the functions, the upgradation, each and everything is for the nowadays. Right? That's the thing. And as far as concerned about the products, and whatever the product, I have mentioned several times this thing, whatever the products you have already uploaded on your old site, we are not copying them. We just export the complete products and import that product to the new site. That's it. What we are doing it, right?
So let me ask you this question. So if I would say that, okay, the ones that are published are not there, and I want to publish all the Figaro's, the white Figaro, the rose Figaro, anything else, you couldn't pull it and publish it? From the list? Are you there? Sam? Sam?
Hello, do you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
Did you hear my question?
No, actually you're cutting off. What did you say? Can you come again?
All right. So let's say for instance, I have different kinds of Figaro's, right? They're not published. They're on the background on the other side where they're not put on the page yet.
Yes.
You couldn't pull them from there and put them on the site, or
definitely we are. That's why please understand what I'm saying. Whatever the product is in your old site, which is either is published or either is not published, whatever the product is. Would be there, it's already exported. If it's not published, that's fine, but it's already exported and imported to your new site.
So basically you're telling me that all the products are on my old site,
yes.
Published or non-published, is there.
Yes, you got my
okay, point. So if I'm asking you, say, listen, I want to put a new category for chains.
Okay.
And you're looking, and then you're saying, okay, you're importing the ones that are published, but you're not importing the ones, I mean, you imported them, but you're not putting the ones that are not published in place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are you able to do that?
Like, what you are saying, which is not published, you need to be published them?
Right.
Which is not published yet, you need to be published. You want to publish that products, right?
Right. They're not published yet, but I want to publish them.
And what are the products then?
Well, there's different products, like all the chains. They're all there, but they're not published. But, okay, so let me do this. All right. Are you able to publish products that are not published?
I can.
So, yes, you can?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So why didn't we do this from the beginning?
You didn't mention to me this, then it was just not published, so you need to.
Yeah, but I don't know what you can do or not do, or what you're allowed to do or not allowed to do. If you tell me, look, I can take them out of this area and publish them for you.
Of course, if you
remember
want.
Remember we talked about the filter, and you're saying, okay, so you have white gold, yellow gold, there's all kinds of different things, and. Okay, so that's basically what I was trying to explain to you. I mean, we could pull them out from where they're at and just publish them, and then that filter will be there, and that filter will work.
Let me explain you, right? The thing that you are saying I didn't mention to you, it depends on your instructions, right? If you want that thing,
Well, yeah, but for my first, Sam, for my, yeah, for what I said, but here's the thing, Sam. You're the one that's doing all this, and, you know,
right.
So you, I needed your guidance to, you know, to do what I need to do. And if you didn't tell me, okay, we can do this, we can do that, I don't know.
I really do understand that point, right? As you know, as you remember that, the filter option I have added on your site, but as you mentioned to me, you want that filter. You show me the some site that is a royalchange.com, I guess, and you mentioned to me I want that type of filter. So that's why I changed the filter. Otherwise, I already added the filter on your website. But as you mentioned to me, you want that filter which is on the royalchange.com. So that's why I changed that filter option.
Okay, so going forward, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to, this weekend between tomorrow and hopefully Sunday, if anything, nothing happens, we're going to go through the site, me and my wife, we're going to go, hopefully, we're going to try to go one by one, okay? And we're going to put one picture that I would like to be the pool, right?
Uh-huh.
It'll be unpublished.
Uh-huh.
And what it's going to be, it's going to be, instead of having 10 pictures of the same chain, it's a figure, it's 5 millimeters. I have another one that's 7 millimeters. I don't want to put 10,000 pictures out there. All I want to do is put one picture on there, right, of each category. One picture of a figure that's yellow, gold. One picture of figure that's white gold. And then if they have a picture of rose gold, we'll put that there. But there are also two more categories that go with that. There's a clamp and a regular clamp. Those are the ones that need to be on there. Because there are so many of them that it's not feasible to put all those on there. If we put those and put it in the filter, all they have to do is go through the filter and it will sell them. But it needs to have one picture of each one of those different types so they can see it.
Let's do one thing, right? So whenever you will be, we will talk over the Zoom calls, you will let me know those things, right? I will note it down those points and I will do it right away for you, okay?
That'd be fun, you know. I'm just trying to, you know, because I got all these, my wife is like, she's been on me. Listen, she's like, we have all those pictures there. They're not published, but they are there. I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, I understand you now. So let me talk to Sam and see what we can come up with.
Because
I'm, you know, I like to get this up and going, and I like to get it up and live, but I'm not going to do it until I'm 100%, you know, satisfied with the site. And I understand that you're being pressured to have this up and going. I understand that. But
not like that. I'm not frustrated with that. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not saying you're frustrated. I'm saying you're being pressured by the upper people. The upper, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
They're saying to you, well, let's get this done.
Of course, definitely this happens, right? But you don't need to worry about that. I'm with you, and definitely I will be follow your instructions and get this done as soon as we can, right? No issue with that. And we are almost there. So let's do one thing, right? On the Monday. All right, we will talk over to Zoom and we will go from there. And you will show me something, I will show you something, right, and we will get this done.
No, right. No. And then
right.
There's a couple of points I want to make, though.
Yeah,
down in the front page, right? All right, so, well, anyways, we'll do that on Monday. Okay. Like, there's something that I explained to you, and it's not the way I explained it, it's a little bit different. But we'll correct that.
Of course. No issue with that. I will do it right away in front of you, all those adjustments, right? No issue with that, right? And lastly, I would like to mention this thing. Whenever you spoke with Chase, right, regarding something, regarding the marketing stuff or other stuff, I guess, right? So.
Right. So here's the thing.
What for?
No, I understand. I'm probably most likely be doing...
The
other point is that the maintenance you're talking about.
I'm just trying to ask you, like, what type of discussion you had with him, what he said to you?
Well, right now we discussed it, and right now me and my wife were at the point of saying, well, at this point, until the website is at the point that we can say, okay, we're ready to go, that's the point where we're going to say, okay, let's do the marketing, let's do the backup, you know, like for 1 year for you, for the company to take care of it, you know what I'm saying? So we're, you know, at that point, that's when we're going to discuss the marketing and everything else.
Okay, and what amount he mentioned to you for that?
Excuse me?
What amount he mentioned to you?
The amount he mentioned to me?
Yeah.
He changed different times. It's like he gave me different prices. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, so you're giving me one price today, and if I do it right now, you're going to give me this other price. And it just seems like, you know, he's jumping back and forth, and I'm not really too happy with that.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure that he can do it for a certain price, and he's jumping back and forth. So right now, I'm at a point that I've heard like three different prices.
Okay. So at this time, what I can do, I'm just mentioning to you because it's the end of the month, right? The 31st August today, right? And from my personal, personal employment ID number has a promotion on that, right? On my personal ID number, because company normally, what happens, our company provides promotions of each employee ID and the end of the month, right? So this month is also goes the same thing, and my company provided a promotion. So I can avail that promotion by my personal use, but you and I relationship is too strong, and I happily talk to you, and I really enjoy to talking with you, and our relationship is too strong. So I can use that promotion code on you, on your account, and we can get a massive discount on that. If you allow me, so I can use that. And you can get massive discount, and you can avail this, benefit offer.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand, Sam.
I'm sure about that, because the company provide to their employees the massive discount and all other promotions, and they provide a promotion code of each month, end of the month, and we can avail that. But eventually, you and I, you know, our relationship is too strong, because we are keep talking, and we are talking rather than the business as well. A personal life we already discussed. So I really happily know our relationship is too strong. So I can use that promotion code on you, and we can go from there. Because whatever the thing you want, right, and the thing is mandatory on your account, right? So why you will be paid that much amount, right? That's my thing. So you can use this promotion offer and course on your account, and you can pay very less amount, and you can avail that benefit. What do you think?
Right, but like I just been saying, I'm not gonna commit to something right now until the website's 100%. And I greatly appreciate what you're saying and everything else.
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be very satisfied with this, and then we'll go to that promotion thing that you're talking about. I'm just trying, like I said before, I'm trying to take baby steps and this and that. And as a discussion that we had before, months ago or whatever, that still stands. You remember that discussion that we had?
Uh-huh.
Right. So that one still stands. And it will stand to the end. But for now, I'm not going to lock into promotion or anything else until I'm satisfied this website is up and going the way I want it to be. Okay, at that point, we can have a different discussion, and then, you know, because as for the promotion, I hate to say it, but I do have other people that reached out to me and told me, asked me if I want them to do my promotion. Oh, they said all you need to do is get your website up and going, and we'll plug into it, and we'll do what we need to do. We'll do, and they're talking about doing Blix and YouTube and all these other things. You know what I'm saying? And then get me up on the ratings on Google.
That is a marketing thing, right?
Right, it's a marketing thing. And then because I am a member of the Chamber of Commerce, they're also a Chamber of Commerce. And they cannot screw me over because they are a member of Chamber of Commerce. If I complain to the Chamber of Commerce because I'm a member of it, they will not be, they will be extracted from the list.
Okay. That is choice. Even if I will say that you should go on a wellness promotion, right, and you will get the massive discount right away, and which is like $600 or $700, you can get a discount on it straight if you will avail the offer.
So you're saying the promotion will be $600 or $700?
$600 or $700, you can like around, you can get a discount, right, on the.
Okay, good. Sam, let's do this again.
Yeah.
A discount from $1,500, $600 discount. That's a discount. Are you saying to me this is going to cost you $600 or $700, or this is going to be minimum taken away from the price?
Let me explain you, right? I'm saying that I will go ahead and apply the promotion code, which I have on my ID number, right? So what?
Right.
The amount I guess Chase mentioned to you is $1,500, right? For the total, I guess, right? That's a 15. Let's say it's a $1,500, or I'm saying to you it's a $1,500. Okay, let's say. So if I will go ahead and apply the promotion code, so your amount will be around after discount. Let's say if the Chase mentioned to you. $2,000. Let's say take an example. Chase mentioned the price is $2,000, right? After the your promotion ID code, I will apply on it. So the amount will be from $2,000. It would be $600. You can get the discount. So amount would be $1,400.
Right, let me go back to the prices that Marshall told me. First of all, it's $1,500, and then he told me if you do this right now, at this moment, it'll be $1,200 for the year.
Okay.
So now you're telling me $2,000 to try $600 or $1,400 is actually $200 more than what he quoted me.
What price he mentioned to you for the one year?
You told me $1,200. For 1 year, if you do this right now, I can do for you $1,200 for the year.
$1,200.
But at that point, I tell him, listen, I'm not ready to commit to anything, and I thank you for the discount and everything else. But right now, I'm not doing anything till the website's completely done. Because, Sam, at the beginning of this whole deal, it was the website to be built, right? Website was busy and then put up in the air. Then I come around, then Marshall talks to me. He says, oh, we have a migration for $1,200. Oh, we have marketing for $1,200. Oh, we have maintenance for 1 year for I don't know how much that was. I forgot what that was. And that was not my understanding from the very beginning.
Okay, let's do one thing, right? The marketing service is a separate thing, and you understand this thing, right? Marketing thing is a separate thing. Let's do one thing, right? So $1,200 what you have mentioned, right? So I can, from my side personally, I can include the website maintenance in the same amount, right? And you can proceed with the $1,200 for the migration, for the website maintenance, and other stuff as well, except the marketing. Marketing is a separate part, and you understand this thing, right? Just leave it. And the other thing, whatever the Chase has mentioned to you, the pricing for the other stuff, just leave those pricing. I'm giving you my pricing, and which is the final cost, right? And all the things, whatever he mentioned to you, all other things, all each and everything. If he mentioned to you a different pricing for the different thing, but this offer is for now. And for the $1,200, you will get all the things for everything, except the marketing. Marketing is not included because marketing is a separate thing. You know this thing, but other than that, the website like maintenance and other stuff, right? I can go ahead and proceed with the $1,200 for that right away. But this offer is valid for today because from my hand, I can avail this offer for today. And like if you will come back tomorrow and I will not able to avail that offer. But that's why I'm saying to you, if you go with us today, right? So $1,200, you can get all the things, whatever the Chase has mentioned to you already, but not the marketing. That's the thing I can do from my side personally. Even I haven't got the approval from the department, from the billing or finance department, but I know very well about my words, like what my writer is a wordful, right? So I can get this done, and we can avail this offer for today. This is the benefit I can give you from my personally, right? Because as I mentioned, your relationship is so strong, and I really happily talk to you, and we have already discussed personal thing as well, and which is normally I cannot discuss with my clients, but with you as well, because the relationship is so strong. We have a relationship we have already built, and that is a good thing for us, right? That's why I'm saying that you can avail this personal offer from us. You can pay for $1,200 for the stuff, whatever the Chase has mentioned to you. You just leave whatever the price you mentioned, you just leave that, right? You just pay right away the $1,200 or for all the things, right? And except the marketing, as I mentioned to you. What do you think? I think it's a fair deal.
No, Sam, you know what? It's a great deal, and I really, really appreciate it and everything else, but we're still in the same spot, okay? I hate to say it, but, well, I'm going to wait till the website is all done, and when it's up and clear, and I'm satisfied with it, then we'll go into a different category. But for now, we're just going to deal with this being up and ready to go out because, you know, I just, like I said, I do babysit first, and I appreciate the discount and everything else. And I do really appreciate it. But beyond just doing this with Orbit, I'm also doing, in the background, I'm also doing my own research.
Uh-huh.
On stuff. Okay, so I'm just trying to figure this out. But for now, what I want to do is get this website to the point that I like it the way it is and everything. And then at that point, then we're going to be doing, like, the migration I'm also looking into, the marketing I am looking into, and then the maintenance part I'm also looking into. But the maintenance part, I'm not too clear on it yet. But the other ones I've been looking into, I'm trying to get a clearer view of it.
Yes, I do understand that, but the offer I am mentioning to you, and you keep mentioning that once the website will be the way you want it, it will be should be like that way, then you want to go with the separate thing. But as a, you know, being for the person's favor, I can say this at this point, why you don't want to be aware of this offer. You are getting a massive discount, and the website, as far as concerned for the website, the way you want the website is, so it definitely would be like that. We are working on it, and we are not. It's not seems like that. That we will just
Sam, answer me this, Sam. At this point, I would say, okay, this launches, right?
Okay.
Then me and you basically we'll be almost like done because then
it will not be.
Your obligation is complete.
No, it will not be. It will not be. It's for our relationship. It's for our discussion. If you will mention to me, Sam, just go ahead and launch it. But we need to make some adjustments so far. And it's for our discussion. Whatever the discussion we will be, approve on, right? Definitely we will follow that. And after that, definitely we will make changes, whatever the discussion, the same way we will do it, how the way we will do it before. That's why I'm saying to you, there is no changes after that, right? Let's say if you will go ahead and launch the site, right? After that, we will go ahead and change as well. Whatever the change to you is required and you will be looking for later on, I will definitely go ahead and make those changes, right?
Yeah, Sam, okay, let's launch it. So now after that, I got what, 60 days, maybe 90 days after that to do any changes with this or that? And then after that, if I don't do anything between that point, then I'm done.
Like this 6-month plan, Chase mentioned to you, right? Jace mentioned you 6 months website maintenance plan, right? But from my side, I can give you the 12 months maintenance plan. So in the till to 12 months, whatever the changes, whatever the things from the till next 12 months, it will be required. You will let us know. I will definitely do that for you. Till next 12 months, right?
No, I understand. I understand completely. But what you're saying, we're still at the same spot. So here's the bottom line. Let's wait till the page is done 100%.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll move on to the next step.
Okay.
Okay. I understand, and I greatly appreciate what you're trying to do and everything else. But at this point, I'm still at the same spot. Let's get this web page up and going and make it look 100%. And then at that point, and then we're going to talk about marketing and everything else. Okay? I don't want to cut you off or anything. I appreciate what you're trying to do for me and everything else. But one step at a time, like I said to my wife, and I'm saying to you, and I've repeated it, I take baby steps. So let's get this website up and going, looking the way I want it to look. And then from there, we'll talk about the marketing and everything else. Like I said, I'm still doing research on that also on my end, but, you know, doesn't mean that I'm not going to go with you. It just means I'm looking at it.
So you don't want to be avail this offer at the moment. This is your final decision, right?
Right. I'm not taking this offer at this moment, no.
So, but after that, you will pay the same amount, which is 2,000 or 1,500, whatever the amount Chase mentioned to you. At that moment, you will pay that one. But it will be, I think, it's not a fair deal, I guess. Because it will be eventually, it will be your loss, right? You will pay the extra.
Yeah, basically, you know what? Here's the thing, Sam. You know what? Sometimes we roll with the punches. Sometimes we take the punches, and sometimes we don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So this is one of those situations.
So at this moment you can avail this offer and tell you will not avail this offer, and later on you will pay and you will be in loss, right? So why you want to lose?
Well, we'll see what happens in the future. Let's get this website up and going. Let's get it to look in the way I would like it to be, and get all the plugins and get all the things back where I think they should be at, and then from there. Then we'll talk about other things. Are you here?
Okay.
Sam, are you typing or are you listening?
Actually, you're cutting off. Actually, what you were saying?
We'll get there. When we get there, we'll get there. Like I said, I roll with the punches. Sometimes I'll take them punches, sometimes I won't.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? If it don't work out, then, you know, if I need to pay more, maybe I may pay more. It depends on the research I do and find out what else I can find out there.
Okay, this is fine. It's up to you, totally right. So what I can do, how much I can do it, right, I can do it for you. But at the end, I can say this, you are not availing this offer, so you will be in the loss in the future, right, whenever you will be paid, because whatever the amount she has mentioned to you, right, it's the same amount you will be paid, right, because this offer which I am giving to you, this is for today, right, and this is my personal favor as per our relationship I was providing.
And I greatly appreciate it, Sam. I really don't. But let's go on the way we're going, and then we'll figure that out later. If it's available, it's fine. If it's not available, fine. Either I will accept it at the end, or I'll find other means to do it.
Okay, that's fine. No issue with that. So let's meet on Monday, right, and we will go from there.
All right, thank you, Sam. Listen, you have a nice weekend. Like I said, we'll speak on Monday. We'll probably do a Zoom. I'm going to be on the computer hopefully tomorrow if nothing else happens.
Uh-huh.
And then we're thinking about being on the system Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday. And then Monday we're going to talk. But remember what I explained to you earlier today is that even though it's not published, doesn't mean it can be picked out from the unpublished area.
Uh-huh. No problem, right? Actually.
All right, so we're going to be writing down a lot of things, pretty much. We're going to be and then looking through stuff, and then let's see what we can accomplish together.
No problem, sir. No problem. I will be waiting for it then. On Monday we can talk it from there.
Yeah. And where you live at, Kelly?
I am. Yeah.
Kelly?
Yes.
So right now it's daytime over there, isn't it?
Yes, it's 5 p.m.
5 p.m., yeah. Now it's starting to get dark here.
Mm-hmm.
How's the temperature, by the way?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, how's the temperature over there, by the way?
Sorry, what was that? Actually, I didn't get
you. Is it 80 degrees over there? Is it 90 degrees? Is it raining?
You are talking about the weather, right?
Weather, right.
In San Jose, or you are talking about the different state?
I don't know, wherever you live at.
I don't live in San Jose.
Okay,
but this is 27 degrees and there is no raining at the moment, right? This is normal weather. Yes. It's 27.
I actually have a brother out there that lives in Cali. I don't know what area he lives at, but I know he lives out there.
I'm San Jose, but here is no raining or something, right? It's 27 degrees and sunny weather.
Yeah, I have a brother that is out in California, and he was saying he was moving, so I don't know where he moved to because I haven't talked to him in about 6 months. So I'm pretty sure he will call me. He might even be there in San Jose.
Which city he is in?
What freak was it? That's an F. It's not San Jose.
There is no raining day anymore since.
Yeah, but there's another area. It starts with S. First, I gotta ask my wife.
It's Los Angeles.
It's not San Diego. San Diego is in freaking somewhere else, I think.
No, I'm talking about San Jose. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Now, I don't think it was Los Angeles.
Okay, well.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter. So we'll talk on Monday, and, you know, we'll do a Zoom thing and go through stuff.
No problem.
And I really appreciate all your help.
Sorry?
I said I really appreciate all your help.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. But at the end, you are not agreed on that. I tried my best. I tried my best to convince you, but you didn't.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes we have to sit back and take a look at what we're looking at, because sometimes if you're too close to the picture, you really don't see the whole thing.
If I say to you, on my words, you will pay for me. What do you think?
Yeah, don't worry about it. At the end, everything will turn out good.
Okay, that's fine. No issue. On Monday, we'll get back to you, okay?
All right, you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care.